The following program is paid for by Water Innovations Foundation. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WICC or its advertisers. You're listening to This Week with Ann Carrick and Vincent Caprio. It's what you're talking about this week.
Good evening. Welcome to This Week. I'm Ann Carrick.
And this is Vincent Caprio.
And we're going to be talking about education tonight. We have three guests lined up for you. The always popular Wayne Winsley, who is going to be on the line with us for most of the show. And he's been doing a lot of lecturing and speeches at schools. So he will have some insights there. We also have Edna Novak will be with us. And last but not least, Joe Sarasulo, who's going to talk about what our children will lose given some of the budget changes here in the state of Connecticut. But first, before we jump into that, as I'm sure you've heard, tonight is the State of the Union Address. And so, Vincent, I know this is an area that is your passion. So I'm sure you wanted to make a comment about that before we jump into education.
Well, people always talk about things changing. And from the time we first came on the air in October, 16 weeks ago, President Obama, his approval ratings were about 40%. And now, 16 weeks later, his approval rating is 55%. So there's been a large
He's gone up.
Shift, yes. And none of the prognosticators and pundits expected this. They thought he would
just keep declining.
Into the 30s and get to 33 like President Bush did.
Okay.
But now in the State of the Union address, I actually haven't read it, even though any of us could have seen the prepared remarks. They're on the internet.
Right.
One thing I do know, President of the United States will talk about moving off the dependency on foreign oil. Because every president since 1972, Richard Nixon, has said America needs to get off the dependency on foreign oil. And when President Nixon said in 1972, we were at 32% dependency on foreign oil, and now we are at 70%. So every year...
That's scary, though, isn't it?
Because it's the same theme every year. And of course...
Right. And I'm sure that we'll also hear that the state is strong, the State of the Union, you know, the Union
yes.
is strong, and we're in good shape as a, you know, overall. Even though we have our issues to deal with.
Yes. So you'll hear about we're going to move off the dependency on foreign oil. We're going to talk about investing more money with the Department of Energy because, well, I'm sure we need more solar and wind power. You know, these are subjects that I cover at my conferences.
And you know, I heard somebody say they think that the whole State of the Union address is a waste of time. It's just a big pep rally. You know, part of me kind of has to agree with that because it really doesn't matter what he says. What really matters is what happens.
I'm not going to try to put you on the spot because only real wonks and propeller heads actually watch the whole thing. Do you watch and listen to the whole thing? And be honest, you know, are you ironing in the background or doing your laundry or?
You know, I usually turn it on and I think it seems boring and I really don't want to watch. And at the same time, I'd kind of like to hear what they're going to say. And so I end up having it on in the background while I'm doing other things.
Right.
So I'm, you know, working at my desk or washing dishes or something. And it's kind of on in the background. I'm sort of listening. But I do feel that it starts to drone on because, you know, the president, no matter which president, will say something and then everybody will cheer. And then I'm just like, whatever, you know, could we shorten it up here, guys? Can you get to the point?
I have watched every State of the Union message since 1961. My father, late father, who was a political junkie, sat me down and we watched it together in 61. And then I've watched every one. And the hardest one for me to get through was President Clinton in 95. He did 105 minutes.
You know, that might have been the one where I actually started channel surfing looking for something else to look at.
President Reagan was great because he was such a great public speaker.
He was sort of fun to listen to, no matter what he was saying.
And
and
even if the teleprompter broke, as it did, he then had no problems. And it's like President Bush, 43, he would sometimes only have a 25-minute speech. So the Republicans keep it short, keep it concise. You know, they're like, you know, they like football. They like, you know, the four quarters. With the Democrats, it's kind of like an extra inning ball game. You know, that's why Clinton is 105 minutes. And Obama right. will, because the Democrats feel like they have to hit everything. They always have to talk about education. Because every Democratic president is an education president. Now, Bush 41 was the education president. And then, but they're always the education president of the Democrats.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of all this, I think we have Wayne on the line.
Oh, great.
So let's go ahead and put him on, because, Wayne, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. And, Vincent, how you guys doing?
Good, great. Thanks. Wayne Winsley, thanks for being here with us. And, you know, I realized, like, partway through we were talking, I'm like, I bet Wayne has a comment on all this, and he's on the line on hold where he can't speak. So before we turn our direction towards education, I thought I'd at least say hello to you and see if you had a comment regarding the State of the Union address and et cetera, since you were listening.
Well, absolutely. One thing, I want to second what Vincent said about each president talking about getting off the dependence on foreign oil, and it's just interesting because in the case of the current president, it'll just be a bigger lie than with other presidents, because this is the least likely president to get us off of foreign oil.
Really?
Okay, so
I always thought Bush 43 having Cheney as the vice president would be the least likely president to get us off foreign oil, since, you know, the Democrats and the left wing always used to accuse Bush Cheney of just being sycophants for Halliburton. But I was really never sure where President Obama stood on alternative energy. I mean, actually, the Secretary of Energy, for the first time, is a scientist, Dr. Chu from California, and in every speech he gives, he talks about alternative energy, battery, solar. I had the opportunity to be present at a speech in early December with the cabinet secretary. So, but you know, it always comes down to what will really happen. But let's talk about the fact that, have you ever noticed that since LBJ, every president in the State of the Union tries to say that they are the education president? Think about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. They all do. And it's just so funny that, you know, ironically enough, I am kind of on the ground. I'm like a foot soldier in the Army. Everyone is up on high talking about they're the education president or the education this and that and the other thing. And I'm actually on the ground with students, and it's just funny how so very little change actually trickles down.
See, I can see Obama, you know, and Clinton. Well, Clinton went to public schools, and so did Obama. And I can see that they have a little, they can relate more to students. Where I always felt Bush 43, when he said he was the education president, I kind of chuckled, because here was a man who was a blue blood, an aristocrat, and that's not to be, I don't want to offend anybody.
And it doesn't mean they're not for education.
I know, but he went to all the prep schools, and he went to Yale, and, you know, he was the head of the CIA and the head of the Republican National Committee, and he was the vice president under Reagan. If you remember when he was running in 92, he went into a supermarket, and they went to scan something, and he was said, gee, when did this technology come out? So he was always very sort of removed from regular people, and I always kind of chuckled when he said he was the education president, since I don't think he probably ever talked to too many students from a public school system.
Probably not.
No. Probably not. By the way, you mean Bush 41. Bush
41.
Senior?
Yeah, 41. Right. 41, yeah.
Son is 43.
Yeah.
Yes,
but, you
I'm
know,
at 41.
I've often thought that given the background that either 41 or 43, the Bush family came from,
yes,
they seem very down to earth for
yes.
people who, if you really look, have had a very privileged lives. In other words, they really haven't themselves had to deal with the day-to-day issues that most people look at, and yet they seem very down to earth.
No, yeah, you're right,
you know
they
saying?
Are.
I mean, as far as the grocery store, I think you could probably round up a bunch of men at the same time frame and that same age, and they wouldn't have known how to scan anything at the grocery store either.
Not your father.
Not my, well, no.
And I don't want to bring your family into
that. But you know what? I also recently saw where men are doing a lot more of the grocery shopping now, and so advertisers are trying to figure out how to rework their ads because it's the men doing a lot of the shopping, and so for so many years, all of the ads for food and cleaning products and all those things that you buy at the grocery store were really aimed at the women, and they're not necessarily the one pushing the cart through the store anymore. So on that happy note, why don't we take a quick break because Edna Novak is here, and we'll come back and we'll get on to our main topic of education for the evening. Wayne is going to stay with us, and of course, we always welcome your input if you have questions or comments. 1-800-922-6060 or 203-333-WICC, which is 9422 if you're here in the local area. We'll be right back on This Week.